someone's got a house, their payment runs 18, 22, 30 bucks a month, you know, this kind of stuff. They get assistance from the federal government on their light, their power bills, because, you know, the power bill is inflationary and nobody can pay it. They also get food stamps from the welfare department to buy their food, and in many cases, I make a good salary here, but above average for this area, well above average, but you go to a grocery store and you see some of these particular groups that I'm speaking of now with, you know, steaks upon steaks upon steaks, you know, and just gobs of great foods coming out of there, you know, and I got the bare minimums, you know, and I know surely that I must think more of my family than they do of theirs, because I try to, you know, I spend more time with them and not out in the street. But anyway, this, so.
A galling is a good adjective.
Yeah, well, it does. It just galls hell out of me, if you, you know, pardon the French. But that happens. And this is the same people that I was talking about on taxes a while ago. They've, you know, they're not paying their fair share of taxes. And, you know, they ride around. They keep their Cadillacs clean. And me, I got a, you know, a Grand Prix out there that that a black owned before I did. You know, and it's rusty and nasty and dirty, but it's all I can handle, man. I can't do like I used to and go buy, you know, a new Oldsmobile every year. Back when I was young and dumb and didn't know the difference. But anyway, yeah, there are sections of town that you can tell, you know, who lives there, what type of, what category. I'm speaking economically. Right. What economic category of people? Yes.
What about middle class residential?
The several of those. You know, what you would call your middle-income Americans. Several of those areas, and you can tell them too. They're nice, they're clean, they're close to the schools, you know, this type of thing, and close to the major areas.
Could you name off some streets?
Well, Southwood Subdivision is what one of them started out to be, and this one started like in the late 50s and early 60s, and it's on basically Starkville Street, which is the same street the school is on, the elementary and the high school, not the middle school. It's somewhere else the middle school is now, what the used to be the black school, you know. But, you know, off Starkville Street down Carroll Drive, which is where this house was of mine, Woodland Circle, Evans Drive, that area.
Mm-hmm. Any that you would call lower class neighborhoods?
Well, let's see. Yeah, right, Surveyor Street over, you know, right in the midst of the factories and things like this, you know. Basically, though, my thinking on that, anybody that lives in a place like that now simply does not want to do any better. As my daddy would say, they don't give a damn. They just sorry. Because, I mean, we got 20-something industries in a town of, in a county of 16,000 people, we must have 40 industries.
How did that happen?
Just,
how are you so
heavily industrialized? Because it's a good area to be from, you know what I mean?
Was it the cheap labor force?
Well, or? Yes, that and plenty of it, and a good location. See, Highway 15 runs from one end of the state to the Gulf Coast, you know, runs from Tennessee line to Gulf Coast. Highway 8 goes from the Mississippi River to the Alabama line. We got good railroads here, you know, and it's just a good area. People are willing to work for the most part, the workforce anyway. Is willing to work. So, you know, people that live in those areas, they just are destined to be there because they want to be. They have no desire. Or either that or just rather spend their money on something besides living.
Is there a black business district in town? Like
no, not really. No, I know what you're talking about. Now, like in the Delta of Mississippi, they have, there's lots of different, because you have the Chinamans over there, you know, as they call them, and you'll have the Chinamans area, and then you'll have the black area where, you know, the blacks go and buy and the blacks run the stores, you know. And then you'll have the middle class, and then you'll also have some places, some of the Eisenbergs and Rosenbergs and things like that where, you know, a plantation owner's wife buys her stuff. But around here you don't have much of that. Very few black businesses at all. And even so, they're small. There's some independent contractors and things like this around here. But, you know, as far as black business, zero.